info.com. We get things started with our pregame show, including a word with the coaches. Let's send it to the gym for basketball on 99 The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
Welcome to Sturgeon High School, everybody, for a trophy day here from the Sturgeon Tournament. Ben Wittenstein with you. The great Scott Lunte next to me as we get set for game one of six tonight of all our trophy games tonight. We've got the Sturgeon Bulldogs and the New Bloomfield Lady Wildcats coming up first for the girls' consolation game. After that, we'll have the boys' consolation game between Salisbury, South Callaway, and then we have the third-place game, starting with South Callaway and Paris girls. Then we have the Westran and New Franklin boys. And then coming up after that are the two championship games, with the girls being Salisbury and Community, and on the boys' side, Community and Sturgeon. Should be a very fun time today into the evening. Scott, looking forward to a lot of fun basketball.
There should be a lot of good games, too, I think, Ben. A lot of these, just the way this tournament has gone is you have your, in the girls' side, the 3-4 matchup, and then you have a, I believe it is a 2-4 matchup on the boys' side as well. And you got an 8 seed in the boys' consolation game, 7 seed, I think, in the girls' consolation game. It's been a jumble mess. We've already had a couple overtime games as well. Sturgeon tournament's always fun to do.
It always is, and it's also a great hospitality room. Have some good Mexican food there
Cannot
today.
Cannot go wrong.
Want to thank some of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Sturgeon R5 School District, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Community R6 Booster Club of Ladonia, Rawls County Mutual Insurance and Center, Midmo Truck and Trailer Parts of Mexico, and Fennewald Pump Service Incorporated of Martinsburg, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, and Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, Capital Paving and Construction, and Seidenstricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. We'll take a quick break and be back with your starting lineups and tip off for the first game of six from the Sturgeon Tournament, the girls' consolation game. Up next, here on The Captain.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
When your son or daughter goes off to college, you can feel secure knowing their possessions are insured, just as your home is when you have Rawls County Mutual Insurance. Whether it's a second home, mobile home, renter's insurance, or farm, Rawls County Mutual Insurance and Center has the policy to protect your investment. Call 877-367-3551 or stop by our office and center to find out the advantages of a policy-owned insurance company. Come home to Rawls County Mutual Insurance and Center, where you are more than a policy number, you're a policy owner.
Wanting to provide a water source to your property? Rely on N. Fennewald Pump Service of Martinsburg. They have been in business since 1946, providing the experience you need when drilling a well, pump maintenance, or installation of Ritchie Livestock Waterers. Call N. Fennewald Pump Service at 573-492-6266. They are proud supporters of the Community R6 Trojans and Lady Trojans and wish you each the best of luck in your sports seasons.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
The Community R6 Trojans and Lady Trojans basketball players display dedication and determination to their sport every time they step on the court. They're well-rounded students who have worked hard both on the court and in the classroom. The Community R6 Athletic Boosters encourage you to continue to strive for excellence in all that you do, and it will bring pride to your community and school. The Community R6 Athletic Boosters salute the Trojans and Lady Trojans, their coaches, cheerleaders, families, and fans who continue to cheer them on. Go Trojans!
The Sturgeon Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs are tough competitors, always working hard to reach the ultimate goal of success. The Board of Education, Superintendent, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Sturgeon R5 School District are proud of the athletes, coaches, student body, and the fans. The Bulldogs have gained the respect of others because of good sportsmanship and spirit for the game. The Sturgeon R5 School District encourages family and fans of the Sturgeon Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs to encourage the student athletes by attending their games and activities.
Welcome back to the Sturgeon Tournament. We get set for game number one of six this afternoon, I guess this morning right now. Technically at 11:30 is our first tip time for game number one for the girls' consolation game between New Bloomfield and Sturgeon.
Got your coffee?
Got my coffee. Got caffeine ready to go. Ben Wittenstein, Scott Lunte next to me. All six games with you today into the afternoon and into the evening. We'll start with the six-seeded Lady Bulldogs of Sturgeon and the five-seeded New Bloomfield Lady Wildcats. Starting lineups for New Bloomfield on the Lady Wildcats side. 5'7 senior Haley Burhorst. 5'8 sophomore McKenna Branch. 5'5 senior Parker Pitson. 5'11 senior Samantha Haasen. 5'9 senior Katie Kelly. Very senior heavy lineup for this New Bloomfield Lady Wildcats team. On the Sturgeon side for the Lady Bulldogs, senior at 5'3 Amber Haas. Senior at 5'10 Emma Bright. Taylor Harris, the 5'3 sophomore. Cameron Orff, the 5'8 senior, and Jonna Burris, the 5'10 senior. Scott, should be a fun one. On the way to this consolation game for New Bloomfield, they lost to Salisbury in the round one of this tournament. Then in the consolation semifinal, they took down West Strand. That's how they got here. On the Sturgeon side, they lost to Community in the first round. They beat New Franklin in the consolation semifinal, and now they play New Bloomfield for the consolation game. Tip is up, and it is tapped out of bounds right in front of the New Bloomfield bench, and that will stay with New Bloomfield.
You just talk about some of the competition these two teams have played just to even get to this consolation game. You talk about Sturgeon taking on a community team who's ranked number two in class, number one, and then you have to come back and try and get back on the consolation side of things, and you get a nice win over New Franklin. Meanwhile, if you're New Bloomfield, falling to Salisbury, who's also going to be in the championship game later tonight, and then you got to proceed and get a nice win over West Strand. So some tough competition.
Officials convened after that tap out of bounds, decided to give it to Sturgeon, and Sturgeon misses the jumper, so it goes to New Bloomfield on the rebound. The Lady Wildcats moving right to left on your radio dial, wearing their white uniforms and black lettering, Lady Cats across the chest, orange trim as well. Up top for New Bloomfield, Haley Burhorst, the 5'7 senior. Swings it down to the free throw line to Katie Kelly. Back out it goes to Branch, and McKenna Branch's three is missed, the rebound to Sturgeon. Left to right go the Lady Bulldogs, decked out in their blue uniforms and white lettering, Sturgeon written across the chest. A white stripe down the sides of their jerseys and shorts. On the left wing for Sturgeon, Taylor Harris goes into the left corner. It'll be Jonna Burris who drives baseline, flips up a layup, missed it, and the rebound New Bloomfield. Minute here into the first quarter, girls' consolation game. Up top for New Bloomfield, Parker Pitson. Free throw line it goes. Katie Kelly swings it back out. Right corner, Burhorst. Pumps on the three, takes a step in, fires a pass inside to Kelly. She circles underneath the basket. Left corner goes to Branch. Back up top for Pitson. Now into the right corner, Burhorst. She pumps, trying to drive baseline, but stopping her is Emma Bright. She has to reset. Inside back it goes. Kelly back to the basket. Left corner to Branch. Now back up top it goes Pitts, and she fires a three. That will be an air ball as it bounces out of bounds on the baseline. Good defense there, Scott, by Sturgeon. They moved well with the rotation of the ball, and they forced a pretty bad long three-point shot on the arc, and they get the ball back.
Yeah, John Cruz, the head coach of the Sturgeon Lady Bulldogs, always predicates strong defense, and that was something that really guided them into a district championship just 1 year ago for falling to Cairo in the sectionals. It's no different, even though they've lost a couple of key players such as a Lauren Mills, but Emma Bright is probably one of the better two-way players in the CAC.
Burris grabs an offensive rebound off the missed shot, and she gets it poked out of bounds on the baseline. It remains with Sturgeon. As you said, John Cruz, head coach for this Lady Bulldogs team. On the other end, Brett Craighead for New Bloomfield. On the inbound, it's Sturgeon ball, and they'll throw it away. A steal by New Bloomfield. One on three, doesn't have numbers for McKenna Branch, so she'll slow things down. Inside it goes Samantha Haas, turning, flips up a shot. No offensive rebound by Katie Kelly, and she puts it in high off the window. First points of the game goes to the senior Katie Kelly, and it's 2-0 New Bloomfield. Cameron Orff with it. She swings it right side to Bright as she goes down the right side of the lane and gets caught up. A jump ball call. Good defense. New Bloomfield getting a hand on the ball, and the arrow favors New Bloomfield. So it'll get the ball back. Up 2-0, 5.5 to go here in the first quarter. Girls' consolation game from the Sturgeon Tournament. Kelly inside the paint, triple team, bouncing a right wing back out for Burhorst. Back inside Kelly, free throw line, back to Burhorst, right corner. She has an open three and takes it off the back iron, and the rebound, Sturgeon.
It's a good ball movement there by the Lady Cats, opening up that right side shot.
Right side it goes, Burris down the right side of the lane to the basket. She goes, and she hits the shot. 2-2, all tied up. It'll be New Bloomfield ball. They move right to left. 4:45 remaining. And a three-point shot is knocked down by New Bloomfield. Give that to Pittson. 5-2 New Bloomfield with the lead. Burris sidesteps her way to the basket, misses a layup, but the offensive rebound, Bright, circling in the lane. Layup, no. Again, offensive rebound, Burris. No putback, but a foul called.
It's a good drive there by Gianna Burris, forcing the New Bloomfield defense to sort of collapse in there, and then she took it right to the rim, draws the foul.
So the senior at the free throw line for two shots. The righty, first free throw up and in. She's got all three of her team's points so far this morning. 4.5 left to go here in the first quarter. Second free throw off to the right. Rebound tracked down on the near side by New Bloomfield. Samantha Haas. She'll give it off to Pittson. Dribble handoff Branch as he circles the arc to the right side. Burhorst trying to pass it inside, taken away and stolen by Sturgeon. That'll be Bright on the steal. Outlets it out to Burris. She'll slide to the basket, flips up a layup, missed long, and the rebound, New Bloomfield. .403 remaining. Inside Kelly. Ball movement pretty good for New Bloomfield. Back it goes to Kelly on a bounce pass in the lane. She missed the layup short. Bright with the contest. Got a hand in her face, and Sturgeon with the ball back. 3:45 to go. 5-3 New Bloomfield's lead. Free throw line is Bright. She turns and attacks the basket. Decides to kick it back out for Orff. Lines up a three straight away. Missed off to the right, but the offensive rebound goes to Burris. Puts herself in good position for the board, and she puts it back in. All tied up at 5. 3.5 to go in the first, and ball tipped out of bounds on the other side on the baseline. Emma Bright getting her hand inside the pass. It'll remain with New Bloomfield.
I like the physicality Jonna Burris is showing on the inside here early in this game. Getting down to the bucket and getting herself positioned, boxing out and off the offensive rebounds.
Kelly gets the inbound pass. A quick trigger shot from the free throw line is missed to the right, but the rebound tipped out of bounds on the baseline, so it remains with New Bloomfield. This time a quick pass into the left corner. Three-point shot is missed by Branch, and the rebound goes to Burris for Sturgeon. Lady Bulldogs can take the lead for the first time this morning with 3:15 to go in the first. Left wing is Taylor Harris. 2-3 zone, New Bloomfield. Free throw line jumper from Bright connects. And Sturgeon has its first lead of the game. 7-5 as we're now under 3 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Left corner, it goes to Branch. He gets it inside Kelly, bouncing it back left wing. Branch now baseline, it goes to Haas. Her jumper missed, and the rebound goes to Bright. Man, Emma Bright, Scott, is extraordinarily everywhere on the court. Very athletic, but also very physical, as you mentioned, down low.
She has and she's had to step up a little more on the offensive side. She's always been a very stable defensive side here. Right on cue, she misses a high post jumper, but
gets her own rebound.
And she gets her own rebound, and that's important for Sturgeon's success. If she's sort of the engine of this team, John Cruz has mentioned multiple times in this season, when she goes late, Bulldogs go.
Travel called on Amber Haas for Sturgeon as she tried to drive baseline. The ball goes back to New Bloomfield. Also, Ella Stevens, 5'11 junior, checking in for the Lady Wildcats. Long three straight away. New Bloomfield missed by Parker Pitson, but the putback is back in by newly checked in Ella Stevens. 7-0 with 2:10 remaining.
It's good length there by Stevens.
Burris attacks left of the lane to the basket. She goes, contact, yes, gets the basket and the foul. And one coming for Jonna Burris, already with seven. Leading all scorers with 2:08 remaining in the first. Burris is and one, free throw connects. She's got eight, and it's 11-7. Sturgeon's lead now by four, its largest of the game. New Bloomfield moving right to left, slowing things down a little bit. Their ball movement so far has been good. Pass inside to Stevens. She trips and falls, and a travel call. Looks like she may have tripped over someone's shoe, but she held on to the ball as she fell, and her knee hit the ground, and that's a travel.
I've never been a fan of that, personally.
Well, sometimes you see officials call the foul on those, and sometimes they let it go. They clearly thought they didn't see enough contact to warrant a foul. So here comes Sturgeon moving left to right. Inside it goes to Bright, back to the basket. She faces up now, bouncing a left corner for Harris. Back up top for Orff. She fires a three straight away. Missed short, but the offensive rebound, Harris. She tries to get it back up top. It's picked, poked away and stolen by Branch. Right side she goes through a double team. Blocked away as she goes up for the layup. I believe that was Emma Bright.
It was.
Getting a paw up there.
It's good hustle all the way back by her.
New Bloomfield inbounds, pass goes to Haas. She tries to tip it right back to the inbounder, Burhorst, but it's almost taken away. New Bloomfield collects it, and they'll reset themselves. I like that inbound play, tip pass. It just didn't work as smoothly as they thought, but New Bloomfield still has it. Right wing, Burhorst. Skip pass left wing, tipped by Burris, but back into the hands of Branch. Now she gets it inside Stevens. Back up it goes to Pitson. Right wing to Burhorst, and she has her pass taken away as she tries to bounce it down low for Haas. Here comes Sturgeon left to right. Burris double-teamed in the right wing. Inside Bright. Back to the basket on the right block. She goes up with a shot. Missed it short. And the rebound, New Bloomfield. Here comes Burhorst. 50 seconds remain in the first quarter. Left wing three from Pitson. Rattles home. She has six now. And it's 11-10. Sturgeon by one with 40 seconds to play in the opening period. Inside Bright. Free throw line. Passes over to the right wing to Haas. She'll drive baseline. Bounces underneath Burris. A foul and the basket made. Second and one for Jonna Burris. She's got 10. First player in double digits this morning, and it's 13-10, and she's at the free throw line for Sturgeon.
She's had a heck of a first quarter. She's just putting this game on his back, essentially, for the Lady Bulldogs in some aspects. Just getting right to the bucket, getting herself boxed out. And this is the end one, and then she manages to get points in the process.
Free throw miss, so it's New Bloomfield's ball with 23 seconds, down three. Right wing three, no good by Burhorst. That's a bit long, and the rebound goes to Burris. She'll outlet it out to Amber Haas. Tries to get a pass inside, tipped, ball loose, and it picked up by Burhorst for New Bloomfield with 10. Outletting it out to Emerson with three, or excuse me, with seven, and whistle and foul. Clock stops at 6.3. That'll be the, if you can believe it, first team foul on Sturgeon, and we're almost through the first quarter. Inbound goes to Haas. Goes right back to Burhorst in the lane. Bouncing it left in the lane, Emerson. She's going to have to get a shot up at the buzzer. Miss short, and the rebound by Stevens. The putback may be good. They're going to count it. The buzzer didn't go off, but the lights on the backboard did.
That's interesting. I thought that was a little late.
Yeah, there was no buzzer. I've never seen that before. They're going to go and figure it out. While they do, we'll take a quick break. Be back in 60 seconds for quarter number two right now. 13-12, Sturgeon by one over New Bloomfield here in the girls' consolation game from the Sturgeon Tournament.
Mid-Missouri Truck and Trailer Parts of Mexico, a full-service parts provider, has been the place to go for people in and around Audrain County for over 20 years. Mid-Missouri Truck and Trailer Parts has you covered for anything from oil changes, airbags, shocks, engine work, ABS brakes and drums, to even trailer problems. You can depend on Mid-Missouri Truck and Trailer Parts in Mexico, as others have for over 20 years. Mid-Missouri Truck and Trailer Parts is a proud supporter of the Community R6 Trojans and Lady Trojans. Winter can be the best time to get those construction projects done. Now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A-plus Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations, or online at capitalmo.com.
And we're starting quarter number two here from the Sturgeon Tournament. Girls' consolation game, and Emma Bright, hard take on the right side of the basket. Puts it in. She's got four. 15-12, Sturgeon now by three as we start the second. Ben Wittenstein, Scott Lunty next to me. 10 first quarter points by Sturgeon senior Jonna Burris. Three-point shot is missed by Ellie Emerson. It bounces off the top of the backboard, so that will be out of bounds back to Sturgeon. But we saw some good play. Emma Bright on the defensive side is playing well for Sturgeon. On the offensive side, it's Jonna Burris. It looks like Sturgeon is really figuring things out early on here as they have it into Bright. 10-foot jumper in the lane. Missed short. Rebound, New Bloomfield.
Set by a box out by Burris, sir.
Here comes Katie Kelly. Bouncing in right wing for Burhorse. Back up top, Emerson. Wide open, straightaway three. In and out. No, and Bright the rebound. Outlets it out to Burris on the right side. Blows past one defender. Line to the basket. She goes on the right side. Layup missed short. And a foul as Burris trying to get her offensive rebound and bump shoulders with Samantha Haas. And so New Bloomfield gets it back. Only the second team foul for Sturgeon here. 1 minute into the second quarter. 15-12. Lady Bulldogs over the Lady Wildcats. Winner gets the consolation prize here in the Sturgeon tournament. Don't forget, it's only game one of six with us here on Kirk as three-point shot fired by Pinson from the left wing is missed. But an offensive rebound goes to Samantha Haas, and her putback is good on the left side. We've got Scott Lunty coming up next for the boys' consolation game. That'll be a fun one, Salisbury, South Callaway. Here's Bright for Sturgeon, bouncing it to Orff up top. Left elbow it goes for Burris, and she tries to attack and gets bumped and fouled. We'll call this one on Ellie Emerson. That'll be the fourth team foul on New Bloomfield. First personal. Has some substitutions being made right now. Left wing it goes to Cameron Orff. Free throw line it goes for Burris, and she banks home a 15-foot jumper.
That's not an easy shot either. A little fadeaway from the high post on a catch and release. Beautiful by Jonna.
Three-point shot is hit by, I believe that's Kara Beckett. There's no number 20 on the scores card, but sometimes they switch up numbers, so I'm going to give that one to Kara Beckett. The right wing three is connected by Amber Haas. 20-17. 6:05 remaining here in the second quarter. Sturgeon up by three. Left wing is Emerson. She'll attack baseline, missed the layup, and the rebound or for Lady Bulldogs. Now under 6 minutes to play in the first half. Skip pass into the right corner. Amber Haas inside. It goes Burris. Now finds Bright. Mid-range jumper inside the paint is missed short. I think that one may have been tipped, but the officials don't say it. And the ball back to New Bloomfield. Checking in now for Sturgeon, Elena Hall. And she'll get Taylor Harris. Step into a three-point shot straight away. Parker Pitson. My goodness.
That's a lot of confidence there for Parker. Nice shot.
She has got nine. And it's 20 all. Amber Haas, skip pass for her is tipped, but a foul called as she collided with Katie Kelly. Bit slow to get up, but she seems to be okay.
Probably could have gone either way on that foul.
It was a bit of a jump ball.
It was a little bit of an errant pass, too.
5:21 remaining, 20 all. It'll be Bright, the inbounder, right in front of the new Bloomfield bench on the near side as Sturgeon moves left to right. She'll bounce it up top for Amber Haas, inside Burris. She'll attack, hop steps to the basket, and misses the layup. Rebound, new Bloomfield. Here comes Pitson. She's got nine up the left side. She can hit from downtown. Left wing, Emerson. She'll attack left of the lane, runs into Orff, and she goes up for a layup miss, but a foul called on Cameron Orff. 5:05 remaining. That will be Orff's second, personal team's third. And free throws on the way from Ellie Emerson. I believe these are the first free throws of the day for New Bloomfield.
I believe you are right. And Orff had the right idea trying to block, but she wasn't quite square. As soon as she made the cut to the outside, she made contact with the side of the body, and it's a tough one there for Orff.
Second free throw on the way. She missed her first, and she hits that one. First points for Ellie Orff. Here comes Sturgeon, right corner, inside, Burris back to the basket, finds Bright cutting to the lane, has a power dribble as she goes up and missed the layup to the left, tipped out of bounds. Last touch, new Bloomfield, so it will remain with Sturgeon. Bright does such a tremendous job getting in the lane and finding open space for herself to maneuver, and she has clearly very good chemistry with fellow senior Jonna Burris.
They've been playing for a little while, and that certainly helps.
Here's Burris, attacks, bouncing in right corner, Orff. Double on the ball. She picks up her dribble back to Burris. Squares up towards the basket. Flips up a nice layup off the window and in with the right hand. Over traffic. Jonna Burris now 14 for the senior. Inside it goes. There's Kara Beckett. Over to Branch. Now a three-point shot is missed. But it's tracked down. New Bloomfield gets a second chance opportunity. Haas, right wing, skip pass, left wing, Pritzen. She'll attack, scoops up a runner in the lane. No, but Haas, the offensive rebound, just missed off the heel. And Sturgeon gets it back up 22-21 with 4:15 remaining in the second. Orff into a 2-3, new Bloomfield zone. Bright at the free throw line, squares up, attacks right of the lane. Takes it back to Orff, flips it over to the left wing for Hall. Back to Bright, free throw line, pumps, and now she'll take a 17-foot jumper a little long, and the rebound, new Bloomfield. Under four now to play, 22-21. New Bloomfield down a point. Pass inside goes to Haas. She turns, flips up a layup. No is short. She gets her own rebound. Put back, no, but a foul. And Samantha Haas, the 5'11 senior to the line, already 2 points so far this morning. Getting very close to being able to say this afternoon. It's 11:52 right now.
You're almost there.
Haas free throw is good. Throws off the whole rhythm. You're usually used to saying tonight or this afternoon. Very rarely do you get to say this morning on a broadcast. Tied at 22. Haas to give New Bloomfield the lead. It rattles home. 4 points for her. It's 23-22. New Bloomfield, the one-point lead with 3:45 to play here in the second quarter. Orff will bring it up, a 2-3 New Bloomfield zone. Amber Haas on the right wing. She'll attack and stop at a double team. Back up top to Orff. Swings it left wing now for Harris. Back to Orff up top. Open for three. She'll take it straight away. In and out. No, a high arcing one. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds on the baseline. Last touch, New Bloomfield. Sturgeon gets a second chance.
The way these offenses, or these two teams are generating offense, has been on two completely different spectrums. Orff hits a three on the left side, but they've been going on the inside. A lot of the time, Sturgeon getting their points. New Bloomfield has been working on the outside and the long shots.
Here's a three-pointer from New Bloomfield. That's missed long. Haas, the offensive rebound, put back. No, but again, a free throw line trip for Haas.
She's been very scrappy down there and has gotten to the line a couple times.
25-23, the two free throws here from Haas. If she makes them both, can tie the game up. She makes her first. She's got five. .313 remaining. Second free throw on the way from the righty, and she puts it in. 25-all with 3:10 remaining here in the first half. Amber Haas on the right side for Sturgeon as the Lady Bulldogs moving left to right. Orff top of the key. 2-3 New Bloomfield zone. Gets it to Bright. She goes down the right side of the lane. Kicks it back out left wing. Harris. She'll launch a three. That'll be long. A rebound brought in New Bloomfield. Here comes the Lady Wildcats. 2:50 remaining, and the pass is tipped out of bounds by Amber Haas right in front of the Sturgeon bench to our left on the near side. It will remain with the Lady Wildcats of New Bloomfield. Inbounder, Kara Beckett, 5'6", sophomore. Gets it up top for Branch. She'll have a line inside the lane. A little runner with the right hand falls. A nice teardrop there by Branch. 27-25, New Bloomfield ahead by two. Orff inside, free throw line to Bright. She'll attack with the right hand, kicks the right corner. Haas bouncing it right back to Bright, right of the lane. Her pass outside is tipped and almost saved by Harris, but saved into the hands of New Bloomfield. Here comes Branch. Across the timeline, left-hand belt high dribble. Top of the key, she goes. Inside pass, Haas. Shuffles it right back, and an easy layup there. 29-25 with 2 minutes remaining.
That's a good cut in there by, I believe that was Kara Beckett, and she just grabbed it and took it right to the rim.
Three-point shot short by Haas for Sturgeon. Offensive rebound Bright at the elbow. She'll fire up a jumper. That's long. Rebound goes to New Bloomfield. Up 29-25. They could extend their lead with a minute 45 before half. Stumbling is Pitson as she fell. She kept her dribble, but then she lost it. And a timeout called, 30-second timeout. We'll take it with them, be back in 30. 29-25, New Bloomfield's lead, and Sturgeon's ball when we get back.
Wanting to provide a water source to your property? Rely on Infinawall Pump Service of Martinsburg. They have been in business since 1946, providing the experience you need when drilling a well, pump maintenance, or installation of Ritchie Livestock Waterers. Call Infinawall Pump Service at 573-492-6266. They are proud supporters of the community R6 Trojans and Lady Trojans and wish you each the best of luck in your sports seasons.
Back here at the Sturgeon Tournament. They called New Bloomfield ball as I guess they got the timeout. So on the right wing, long three, Kara Beckett missed, and the rebound Bright for Sturgeon. 29-25. New Bloomfield with the lead as we're now 90 seconds away from halftime. Bright back to Orff. Left wing it goes. Harris, long three as she launches it, and she connects. Taylor Harris brings New Bloomfield's lead down to one with a minute 15 to go.
Probably the loudest roar of the day, too.
That's a big three. It keeps Sturgeon in the game. And a tie-up underneath between Haas and Harris. Jump ball goes New Bloomfield's way with a minute 9 remaining. Ella Stevens checks back in. And Kara Beckett will take a seat for New Bloomfield. Right wing, Burhorst. 2-3 Sturgeon zone with a minute left to play. And the pass is taken away. Amber Haas. She's got a two-on-two, bouncing it left side. Harris flipping up a layup, and it rolls around the rim and drops. And Sturgeon now the one-point lead, 30-29. Haas with five, 45 seconds to play here in the first half. Up top, Pitson, right wing Burnhorst back to Pitson. She's got 10 so far today. Left to the lane, Ella Stevens. She tries to find a cutting branch, a tie-up. This time the arrow favors Sturgeon. And the Sturgeon crowd coming alive with 35 seconds to play in the second quarter, and they're up 30-29.
I'd hold for the final bucket here if I'm Sturgeon.
See if they do that as Harris across the timeline. High right side, it goes back to Amber Haas. She picks up her dribble, firing a pass inside the paint to Bryant, kicking it back out left wing for Hall. Now back to Orff on the right wing. 17 to play. Back to Hall, left wing. Back to Orff, right wing, with 13 to play. Right corner, Haas mishandles the pass, but gets it right back. 9 and 8 seconds left, and a whistle and a timeout called. Wants a full timeout. John Cruz with 7.8 seconds to go. Wants to talk over a final play. Probably a smart call there with his team up 30-29. We'll take a break with them. Be back with the final 7 seconds here on Kirk.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Rawls County Mutual Insurance Company and Center has been protecting our policy owners' homes and farms since 1890. Did you know that we also insure vacation homes, mobile homes, four-wheelers, golf cars, tools, guns, and jewelry? As a policy-owned insurance company, Rawls County Mutual Insurance has the ability to provide coverage that other companies cannot. To find out more, call 877-367-3551 or stop by our office and center. Come home to Rawls County Mutual Insurance, where you are more than a policy number, you're a policy owner.
Back here out of the timeout as Emma Bright shoots a three and misses the rebound, Amber Haas. And she can't connect. And we are at halftime. And the buzzer went off at the end of that corner. 30-29. Sturgeon with the lead as we go into the locker room here on Kirk 99.9 KIRK Macon, as we are now at noon. So now we can say this afternoon as part of the broadcast. We'll take a break and be back with some of your statistics and look forward to some of the games ahead coming up next here on Kirk.
The Sturgeon Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs are tough competitors, always working hard to reach the ultimate goal of success. The Board of Education, Superintendent, Administration, Faculty, and staff of the Sturgeon R5 School District are proud of the athletes, coaches, student body, and the fans. The Bulldogs have gained the respect of others because of good sportsmanship and spirit for the game. The Sturgeon R5 School District encourages family and fans of the Sturgeon Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs to encourage the student athletes by attending their games and activities.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Little Blue Pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to forhims.com/real. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/real. That's forhims.com/real for your first month for just $5. forhims.com/real.
See website for full details. Not all services through the Hims platform are available in all 50 states.
Mid-Missouri Truck and Trailer Parts of Mexico, a full-service parts provider, has been the place to go for people in and around Audrain County for over 20 years. Mid-Missouri Truck and Trailer Parts has you covered for anything from oil changes, airbags, shocks, engine work, ABS brakes and drums, to even trailer problems. You can depend on Mid-Missouri Truck and Trailer Parts in Mexico, as others have for over 20 years. Mid-Missouri Truck and Trailer Parts is a proud supporter of the Community R6 Trojans and Lady Trojans.
Back here at the Sturgeon Tournament, halfway through game number one of six this afternoon. Ben Wittenstein, Scott Lunte with me. Going through some first half stats, it's 30-29, Sturgeon over New Bloomfield right now. Sturgeon the 6th seed, New Bloomfield the 5th seed. Going through some statistics. On the Sturgeon side, Jonna Burris has 14 points. Amber Haas has 5, Emma Bright with 4, Taylor Harris with 3, and Orff with 3 of her own. Burris leads all scorers at this point in the game. On the New Bloomfield side, Parker Pitson with 10, Samantha Haas with 6, McKenna Branch with 2, Katie Kelly with 2, Ellie Emerson with 1, and Ella Stevens with 2 of her own, and Mackenzie Garrett with 5 of her own. Garrett wearing number 20 in this one instead of 33. I want to thank some of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Sturgeon R5 School District, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Community R6 Booster Club of Ladonia, Rawls County Mutual Insurance in Center, and Finnewald Pump Service Incorporated of Martinsburg, Midmo Truck and Trailer Parts of Mexico, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.com. And Seidenstricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. We'll take another break, and we will look forward to the games ahead and what's to come here in the Sturgeon Tournament. All next.
The Community R6 Trojans and Lady Trojans basketball players display dedication and determination to their sport every time they step on the court. They're well-rounded students who have worked hard both on the court and in the classroom. The Community R6 Athletic Boosters encourage you to continue to strive for excellence in all that you do, and it will bring pride to your community and school. The Community R6 Athletic Boosters salute the Trojans and Lady Trojans, their coaches, cheerleaders, families, and fans who continue to cheer them on. Go Trojans!
Wanting to provide a water source to your property? Rely on Infinawall Pump Service of Martinsburg. They have been in business since 1946, providing the experience you need when drilling a well, pump maintenance, or installation of Ritchie Livestock Waterers. Call Infinawall Pump Service at 573-492-6266. They are proud supporters of the Community R6 Trojans and Lady Trojans and wish you each the best of luck in your sports seasons.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Protecting yourself and your property with liability insurance coverage is essential. Without liability coverage, you take a risk of losing your home, property, or farm. You can rest assured that Ralls County Mutual Insurance can provide the correct liability insurance to protect those investments you've acquired over your lifetime. Call 877-367-3551 or stop by Ralls County Mutual Insurance Office and Center to find out the advantages of a policy-owned insurance company. Come home to Ralls County Mutual Insurance, where you're more than a policy number, you're a policy owner.
Back here at the Sturgeon Tournament, 30-29 is the Sturgeon lead over New Bloomfield here in the girls' consolation game. Ben Wittenstein, Scott Lenti with you. And coming up after this, Scott will be on the call for the boys' consolation game, Salisbury and South Callaway. What are we expecting from that one?
I think it'll be an interesting game for both of the two teams. Salisbury been playing relatively well as of late. They lost in the quarterfinal, but they got a solid win. They like to play a lot of defense, and if they can play some defense, the big thing with the Salisbury boys team is can they generate enough offense going into a game like this. And they got some key players that could definitely do it. Jackson King, definitely one of those players. He's won a player of the week honor already this season, and also Caleb Strutman is also a key guy for them, so that'd be something to keep an eye on. Meanwhile, for South Callaway, they're 8-10 on the season. They've had a pretty tough schedule. They took on a Chamois team that made the Show Me Showdown and beat them earlier this year, and then they also fell to the Class 2 Boys Champs in Van Far. So they've had a pretty tough schedule. 8-10 is their record, but they got some pretty decent talent, and they've had a pretty tough schedule as well. It should be an interesting matchup.
Yeah, Jackson King, that Salisbury team still fairly young. Jackson King's a lot of fun to watch, and I remember doing a game of his last year where he was terrific, even as a freshman. So, I mean, as much as that Salisbury team has had its struggles this season, they certainly have a bright future, especially with the youth that team has. After Scott, Salisbury, South Callaway, boys' consolation, we'll move to the third-place games here from Tournament Day from the Sturgeon Tournament. We will start with the girls' third-place game. That'll be coming your way at 2:30. It'll be South Callaway and Paris. Scott Lenti again will be on the call for that one. Then we will have at 4 o'clock the Westrand New Franklin boys' third place game. I'll have that one. And then we will have the two championship games. On the girls' side, it'll be Salisbury and Community coming up at about 5:30. And then wrapping us up at 7 o'clock, the boys' championship game, Community and Sturgeon. We'll take one more break and be back in 90 seconds. With inbounding
the second half.
Inbounding of the second half basketball. That's all coming up here on Kirk.
Side and Sugar has been by your side for 75 years. Time is running out to receive free pickup and delivery on your winter service packages. Inspecting and prepping your equipment by our John Deere certified technicians is the key to a successful spring season. Sign up by February 9th to receive free pickup and delivery. Schedule today by calling any of our 13 locations, visit us online at sideandsugars.com, or download our mobile app.
Offer ends February 9th, 2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Message and data rates may apply.
What ideas, ambitions, or grand plans have you put on hold because you thought they weren't possible? At Arizona State University, we not only work to help you achieve your goals, we strive to make them bigger than you could have imagined. You'll be inspired by mentors who can help create real-world opportunities and pathways. You'll learn from industry leaders and professors who will inspire you to take your ideas further than you ever imagined. And you'll have direct access to online advisors and support coaches who will work to keep you on track from start to finish. Text GET to 66597 and discover more about what makes ASU Online support second to none. Stop putting your dreams on hold and start unlocking your potential today. Learn more about Arizona State University's more than 150 degrees offered 100% online. Text GET to 66597. Again, that's GET to 66597.
And welcome back to the Sturgeon Tournament. It'll be Sturgeon ball after New Bloomfield missed a shot. Sturgeon now moving right to left on your radio dial. Blue uniforms, white lettering. Sturgeon across the chest. Inside it goes to Burris, right of the lane. Kicking it out right wing, Amber Haas. Her three missed short. And the rebound goes to Samantha Haas for New Bloomfield. 30-29, Sturgeon's lead. New Bloomfield now moving it left to right. White jerseys, black lettering, orange trim. Lady Cats across the chest. Left wing three on the way is missed long by Pitson. And the rebound, Emma Bright for Sturgeon. Bright has done a tremendous job on the defensive side and on the boards. Jonna Burris for Sturgeon already has 14. Pass to Bright inside in the lane. Jumper from 10 feet, banks it home. Bright now with six. 32-29, Sturgeon by three. Into the right corner for New Bloomfield for Burhorst. Up top to Pitson. Now it goes into the left corner for Branch as the ball reversed around the arc, and they'll reverse it again. Right corner, Katie Kelly lobs it inside for Haas, and she can't corral the pass. It's taken away, Sturgeon on the steal. Orff will bring it across the timeline. 2-3 New Bloomfield zone. Inside Bright, free throw line. She squares up, takes it down the right side of the lane. Now kicks it back out. Orff straight away three, hits the heel of the rim, missed. Ball tipped out of bounds, though, by New Bloomfield. It will stay with Sturgeon. 6:18 remaining here in the third. Inbound pass goes to Amber Haas, top of the key. Bouncing in free throw line, Burris. Left of the lane she goes. Now tries to kick it back out for Harris, but it's out of her reach, out of bounds. New Bloomfield gets it back right in front of the Sturgeon bench. 6:10 remaining. Third quarter, 32-29, Sturgeon by three. Left wing, Branch. Passes baseline for Kelly. Back to Branch. Now back up top, Burhorst. Free throw line, Haas, and swings it to the right wing for Pitson. Back to Haas, right of the lane. Finds it cutting. Pitson, layup, no, as she had a line to the basket. And that just bounced in and out, and the rebound, Sturgeon. Orff inside for Bright, and she'll attack and kick it out. Long two from the left side for Harris. In and out, no, but Burhorst, the offensive board. Her putback just rolls off the rim and missed. And the rebound, New Bloomfield. 32-29, 5.5 to go. Haas for New Bloomfield turns. Her shot blocked by Bright coming from the weak side, and she gets fouled by Haas. What a block by Emma Bright. Sturgeon gets it back with 5.5 to play, up three. They can get their lead to two possessions as Haas on the right wing finds Burris in the corner. Back up Orff. Ball moves around the arc. Harris left wing zips a pass. Haas left baseline. Tries to get it inside to Bright in the lane and can't corral the low pass. Taken away, New Bloomfield. Here come the Lady Cats up top. It goes for Kelly. Launching a straightaway three. Zips off the rim. No offensive rebound goes to Samantha Haas. Her putback is good. She's got eight, and it's 32-31. Some press by New Bloomfield, Sturgeon by one. Bright in the lane, one-on-one to the basket, missed the layup short, gets her own rebound and a tie-up, and the arrow favors Sturgeon. Bright leaned in to try to get that layup to go. She couldn't, but she got her own rebound and got fouled. Bright outlets out Orff, left corner. She'll launch a three and rattle it home. Orff now with six, 35-31, Sturgeon by four. Burhorst on the right wing, skip pass left wing Kelly, bouncing in left corner for Branch. Skip pass right wing Burhorst, open for three. She'll take it, hits off back iron, rebound goes to Burris for Sturgeon. 4.5 to play, Bright in transition to the basket, no, but a foul. 4:31 to play in the third, 35-31, Sturgeon's lead. And to the line is Emma Bright. the senior with six. First free throw is good. She's got seven. Substitutions. Mackenzie Garrett checking in. Ellie Emerson checking in as well for New Bloomfield. Branch and Burhorst are both out. Second free throw is good for Bright. Two for two from the charity stripe. 37-31. Sturgeon extending its lead to six as New Bloomfield now tries to cut that lead down. Left wing pass almost taken away, but Burris, a hard collision with Katie Kelly on that skip pass from the right wing to the left wing. That'll be a foul on Burris, and that will be her fourth. She had 14 first half points and now has to go sit on the bench with four personal fouls. First team foul for Sturgeon of the half, but that could be a big loss for this Lady Bulldogs team. Inside, Pittson layup miss, ball tipped around, back into the hands of Mackenzie Garrett. Now right wing Pittson, right corner. It goes to Emerson. She'll attack and kick it out. Pittson, three on the way, connects. Pittson now with 12, and it's 37-34, Sturgeon back by three. Right wing Haas trying to pass it inside for Elena Hall, but it's tipped out of bounds on the baseline. It will remain with Sturgeon. Bright the inbounder. Left of her own basket, left corner Orff open. Another three from her, same inbounds play and same result as she knocks down the three. Orff now with nine, and it's 40-34. She's got two threes from that left corner, and that pass taken away by Hall for Sturgeon. A turnover by New Bloomfield. Here comes Hall up the right side, up top to Orff straight away. 2-3 New Bloomfield zone. Orff up top, she pumps and swings it to Haas on the right wing, bouncing it inside Hall, back to the basket, turns, shot blocked. Samantha Haas on the block, and New Bloomfield gets it back down six with 3:20 to play. Left corner, Pinson. Back up top, it goes to Kelly. She'll let fly a three, missed off to the right, rebound, Bright. Sturgeon forcing New Bloomfield into long three-point shots, and they're up by six as we approach three to play. Orff to the right wing to Harris. Back to Orff straight away. Left wing Haas. Bouncing it up top, Orff. She pumps and gets it over right wing Howe. Long three from her is missed off the heel. That's a Harris, excuse me, as the rebound New Bloomfield. Weaving her way in the paint is Kelly. Long runner for her is good. Katie Kelly now with four. She weaved her way into the paint. 40-36, Sturgeon by four. Right wing it goes for Harris. Now left wing Haas. She gets her three blocked. Orff with the rebound. Top of the key tries to get to Bright. Her pass tipped away. New Bloomfield on the steal. Here comes Emerson across the timeline, and she travels as she tried to pass it over to the left wing to Pittson. And she hesitated for a second, and that was a travel as she slid her feet across the timeline as checking in for the Lady Wildcats. Burhorst back in and Emerson back out. 2:15 to play, 40-36. Sturgeon's lead and its ball moving right to left. Bright left corner, back up top to Orff. Swings it to Harris on the right wing. Inside Bright, inside the lane she goes. Triple team to whistle and a foul. And this one is going against Mackenzie Garrett. That will be her first team's third with 2 minutes to play. Orff left corner, another three for her, and she knocks it down. Three for three from the left corner for Cameron Orff. She's got 12 and puts Sturgeon up 43-36, its largest lead of the game. Right corner, Garrett three. Knocks that one down with the answer. Garrett with eight. 43-39, four-point lead back for Sturgeon. Haas on the left wing. Picks up her dribble back to Orff up top. She's been dangerous from that left corner downtown. Right wing Harris. Skip pass left wing Haas. She'll attack left to the lane. Now she goes back to the basket. Back to Orff straight away. Three from her. And she knocks that one down. Cameron Orff with 15. She now leads all scorers in this one. Four for four from downtown. 46-39. Sturgeon by seven with a minute 12. And they almost force a turnover on the other end. Emma Bright diving for a steal. Can't corral it. Tipped out of bounds in front of the Lady Wildcats bench. And it will remain with New Bloomfield. Garrett right wing. Burnhorst in the right wing it goes, and skip pass to the left wing, almost taken away, but into the hands of Katie Kelly. 60 seconds to play in the third, long three. Garrett, she connects. Three-point contest right now. 11 for Garrett, and it's 46-42. Sturgeon's lead by four. It's ball with 50 seconds to play in the third. Orff up top. Why not? Another three. Too long. Heat check for her. And the rebound goes to New Bloomfield. Fits in across the timeline. Right corner, Garrett. Lob pass to the block for Haas. Back out, Burhorst. Three of her own. That's missed. And the rebound, Sturgeon. It's been a three-point contest here in the third quarter. 46-42. Left wing it goes for Amber Haas for Sturgeon. Free throw line bright. She squares out. Now kicks it back to Orff straight away. Harris on the right wing. She's open. She'll line it up. And she'll knock it down. Taylor Harris with six and puts Sturgeon up by seven. 8 seconds to play. Seven here in the third. Burhorst right wing with five into the corner with three. Lob pass underneath. Over the head of Haas with two. With one. Orff will have it. She'll heave at the buzzer just after. And that will do it for quarter number three. It was a three-point contest all the way by both teams. 49-42, Sturgeon with the lead as we head into the final quarter. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on Kirk.
The Community R6 Trojans and Lady Trojans basketball players display dedication and determination to their sport every time they step on the court. They're well-rounded students who have worked hard both on the court and in the classroom. The Community R6 Athletic Boosters encourage you to continue to strive for excellence in all that you do, and it will bring pride to your community and school. The Community R6 Athletic Boosters salute the Trojans and Lady Trojans, their coaches, cheerleaders, families, and fans who continue to cheer them on. Go Trojans!
Mid-Missouri Truck and Trailer Parts of Mexico, a full-service parts provider, has been the place to go for people in and around Audrain County for over 20 years. Mid-Missouri Truck and Trailer Parts has you covered for anything from oil changes, airbags, shocks, engine work, ABS brakes and drums, to even trailer problems. You can depend on Mid-Missouri Truck and Trailer Parts in Mexico, as others have for over 20 years. Mid-Missouri Truck and Trailer Parts is a proud supporter of the Community R6 Trojans and Lady Trojans.
Eight minutes here left to play in this game. 49-42 is Sturgeon's lead over New Bloomfield. Girls' consolation game of the Sturgeon tournament. 49-42. New Bloomfield starts with the ball. Gliding to the basket is Haley Burhorst, and she's fouled, so she'll be going to the free throw line. That foul called on Taylor Harris, her first team second. First free throw, nope. Saw plenty of three-point shots hit in the third. Cameron Orff, 4-for-4 from downtown. Second free throw bouncing in for Burhorst. That's her first point of this game and makes it 49-43. Sturgeon lead by six, and Sturgeon with the ball moving right to left. Harris right wing, skip pass left wing, Amber Haas. She'll attack, bouncing it back up top. This time it's taken away by New Bloomfield, is sliding out of bounds. Is Parker Pitson with the steal, so the ball back to Sturgeon. She got on the ground, and as she slid out of bounds, she was touching the ball. So Sturgeon gets it back, inbounding and right in front of their own bench on my left side. Bright high left wing. Gets it back up top, Amber Haas. Now to Orff on the left wing. Back to Bright at the free throw line. Bright looking for someone, finds Orff left wing. She'll trigger a three, and she connects. Cameron Orff is unconscious from downtown. 18 for the senior. 52-43, Sturgeon's largest lead of the game by nine. Samantha Haas back to the basket. New Bloomfield facing up and turns with a layup and in. Off through a double team. Impressive move, Samantha Haas. She's got 10 and makes it 52-45. Under seven to play in the game. Sturgeon now in no rush, leading by seven. Bright at the free throw line. Right wing, Amber Haas pumps, and she'll attack right to the lane, bouncing it to the block. Now kicking it back out. Bright back to Haas in the right corner. Up top it goes. Orff open for three. She'll take it, and that'll be short. May have forced that one a little bit. Now five for seven from downtown, but a jump ball called as there was a scrum for the ball, and the arrow favors Sturgeon. McKenna Branch checks back in. Kenzie Garrett will take a seat. Baseline inbound, Sturgeon right under their own basket. Bright, the inbounder, smacks the ball with the left hand, finds Orff in the left corner. This time, no Bloomfield ready for that one. Amber Haas up top, back to Bright straight away. Right wing, it goes Harris, ball above her head. She gets it back up near the timeline to Haas. 2-3, new Bloomfield zone, now 6.5 to play. Harris to Bright, high right wing. Bouncing it up top for Haas. Amber Haas almost steps into a three, now bounces it right wing. Harris, she pumps. Sturgeon trying to stall as much as they can. They've now run about 45 seconds off the clock. No shot clock in Missouri high school basketball, so they can hold as long as they want. Harris, right wing, bouncing it right block for Hall. Back to the basket, double team, bouncing it back right wing. Harris now goes the elbow for Bright. She'll fly a jumper in and out. No, rebound to Bloomfield. Under six now to play. Sturgeon takes a minute off the clock, already up by seven. 52-45. In the lane, Kelly circling to the right block against Bright. Layup, no, but a foul. And that will be Bright's first personal and team's third. So to the free throw line will be Katie Kelly. And a timeout called by Brett Craighead of New Bloomfield. We'll take it with him. 5:45 to play. It'll be New Bloomfield free throws with Sturgeon leading 52-45. In 60 seconds, we'll be back.
Rawls County Mutual Insurance Company and Center has been protecting our policy owners' homes and farms since 1890. Did you know that we also insure vacation homes, mobile homes, four-wheelers, golf cars, tools, guns, and jewelry? As a policy-owned insurance company, Rawls County Mutual Insurance has the ability to provide coverage that other companies cannot. To find out more, call 877-367-3551 or stop by our office and center. Come home to Rawls County Mutual Insurance, where you are more than a policy number, you're a policy owner.
MazooMac offers you the best of both worlds. MazooMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MazooMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MazooMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
And we are back here at the Sturgeon Tournament as the free throw by Katie Kelly's missed. So she's got one more coming. 52-45 is the Sturgeon lead. Second free throw rattles out. Almost dropped. It was halfway in, then it bounced out. 0-for-2 from the line, and that is something New Bloomfield cannot afford at this point. 52-45 down 7 with 5.5 to play in the game. Winner this one gets girls' consolation. We will have the boys' consolation coming up next. Kenny Wyatt generously coming up a couple minutes ago to give us his statistics for the season. Here's Bright, top of the key. Sturgeon cut a minute off the clock. Their last possession, trying to do the same here. Bright up top, just holding. Holding near the timeline. Now finds Amber Haas on the left wing. Back up top, it goes to Bright. Man-to-man defense now for New Bloomfield. They were in a zone. Back to man-to-man. Here's Orff, high right side. Up top to Bright, taken away and stolen. Kelly on the steal, fight for the ball, but Bright takes it right back on the ground. They both go, and a tie-up. Arrow favoring New Bloomfield, so the man-to-man defensive switch worked for New Bloomfield. They were able to take Sturgeon out of its stall. And under five now to play, 52-45. Sturgeon's lead, New Bloomfield's ball. Up to Haas at the free throw line. Samantha Haas directing traffic. Dribble handoff goes to Pitson. Stepping into a long right wing three. Pitson just missed short. Nicks the front of the rim and Orff the rebound. Sturgeon, and she gets fouled by Kelly. That'll be the fourth team foul on New Bloomfield, and that will be the third personal on Katie Kelly. Four team fouls on New Bloomfield, three on Sturgeon. It's been a relatively clean game. Neither team has been in the bonus so far in this one. Burris back in. She's got four fouls. Left side layup. Yes, and the foul. She is back to what she does best. That's her third and one of the game. Jonna Burris. She now has 16. .434 to play. And this to put Sturgeon up 10, and she does. Double-digit lead by Sturgeon at the best moment possible here in the final stretch of this one. 4.5 to play. Bright steals a pass directed inside for Haas, and Sturgeon gets it back. See if they can take some time off the clock here. Wharf across the timeline. Right, high right side, looking up top, Burris. Swings a left wing for Bright. Bright looks inside to Burris. Now back up top it goes for Amber Haas. Finds Burris on the right wing. She squares up. Zips a pass to Bright, right of the lane. Back to the basket. She turns, puts up a shot. No, but a foul. And we're going to go see free throws now from Emma Bright. Already now with 9. And clock stops at 4:01. Fourth personal foul on Katie Kelly. And sixth team foul. First free throw for Bright is good. She's got 9 points so far. 18 for Orff, 17 for Burris. And Bright gets set for her second, and she is good. 10 points for Emma Bright. 3 players in double digits for Sturgeon. Left wing for Kelly. She'll attack the rack. Layup, no. Through contact. Offensive rebound. Haas put back. No, but a foul. Samantha Haas now to the free throw line. Two free throws on the way with 3:52 to play. 57-45 Sturgeon lead. Free throw by Haas. Clanks off the front of the rim. Second free throw, clanks off the front of the rim again. No damage done at the line. Bright the rebound. Full court pressure, New Bloomfield out to Burris. She's got a line right across the timeline. No contact for her. Burris dribbling into the right corner. Now left of the lane pass, Amber Haas. Bouncing it back to Burris. Cutting inside, layup, no. Burris almost had a nice play in space. Here comes Pittson across the timeline. Crossing over, handing it off to Kelly. Kelly with the right hand, belt high dribble, back to Pittson left wing. She'll fly a three, that'll miss short, and Bright the rebound right on the baseline. Double on Bright, and a timeout call, John Cruz. She saw Bright was in trouble. Great timeout there by Sturgeon's coach. 3:19, 57-45, Sturgeon by 12. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
The Sturgeon Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs are tough competitors, always working hard to reach the ultimate goal of success. The Board of Education, Superintendent, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Sturgeon R5 School District are proud of the athletes, coaches, student body, and the fans. The Bulldogs have gained the respect of others because of good sportsmanship and spirit for the game. The Sturgeon R5 School District encourages family and fans of the Sturgeon Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs to encourage the student athletes by attending their games and activities.
.319 remaining here in the game, 57-45, Sturgeon's lead here in the girls' consolation game of the Sturgeon Tournament, game 1 of 6 this afternoon from Sturgeon High School. It'll be Orff advancing across for Sturgeon, and she was tremendous from downtown in the third, 18 for Orff in the game. Burris on the right wing. She's got 4 fouls, but she also has done damage with 18. Finds a cutting Bright to the basket. She glides and puts in an easy layup. 12 points for the senior, Emma Bright. 3 players in double digits this afternoon for Sturgeon, and they're leading 59-45, and a foul called. This will be on the ground, a push foul on Cameron Orff. That'll be the 15th foul on Sturgeon, first personal on Orff. 2:49 to play. Inbound to Kelly. She pumps, now attacks. Slips through the defense to the basket. Layup missed. And Burris the rebound for Sturgeon. She'll stop and hand it off to Bright. Now back to Orff, who'll advance it across the timeline. Orff to Bright on the right wing. Finds Burris on the right side. Sturgeon did a great job to start this corner at stalling. We'll see if they do it here with under 2.5 to play. Bright off to Orff. Now to Burris, left to the lane. Squares up, now backs in. Back out to Bright. Free throw line jumper off the rim and in. Every single shot is falling for Emma Bright and Sturgeon right now. 61-45. They lead by 16. Inside Pittson. To the right corner, Garrett. Shot missed short. Orff the rebound, and Sturgeon can hold with 2 minutes to play. Double team on Orff, though. She's in trouble. Ball poked out of bounds. And it will remain with Sturgeon. Three timeouts remaining for each team. Substitution now for New Bloomfield. Ellie Emerson checking in. Katie Kelly checking out. Pass out to Burris. It was a football pass. Burris one-on-one with Haas to the basket. Layup, no, miss short, and Haas the rebound. Minute 50 to play. Here's Pitson across the timeline. Amber Haas on her left. Bounce pass, it goes to the wing. To Garrett, now it goes to Emerson on the right wing. Left corner, three is good by McKenna Branch. 61-48, full court pressure, New Bloomfield. 90 seconds to play. Burris across the timeline. She'll try to attack left side and back it back out. Back to Bright it goes, top of the key. Left wing for Haas. Spins away from the defender there, tries to attack left side and reverses it back out. Now to Bright, top of the key. Back to Haas with a minute 10. Coming up after this one, we'll have the boys' Salisbury-South Callaway game. Scott Lunty will be on the call for that one. And a whistle and a foul. That will be the seventh team foul on New Bloomfield, sending Sturgeon to the line for a 1-1. At the line, Amber Haas. Free throw up and free throw good. She gets a second. She's got six and makes it 62-48 Sturgeon. Second free throw on the way is good. 63-48, Haas with seven. And we're now under 60 seconds to play. New Bloomfield last-ditch effort here. Pass inside for Branch. Double-teamed to the post, and her pass is tipped out of bounds by Sturgeon. It will remain New Bloomfield. Pass up top. Ella Stevens to Beckett in the right corner. Long three. That is too hard, but offensive rebound. Garrett put back. Blocked by Burris, and Orff corrals it. 40 seconds to play. This may do it. As Burris advances across the timeline, finds Bright near top of the key. Now to Orff. Orff will attack. Slips a pass the right wing for Burris. Gets fouled in the basket. That's her fourth and one of the game. And she's got 19. Seconds on the clock, 65-48. Sturgeon's lead. Free throw up and free throw in. 20 points tonight, Jonna Burris. She's doing this with four fouls as well. She sat most of that third quarter. New Bloomfield with 23 seconds left. Pass up top to Branch. She'll attack in the lane. Floater through contact. Missed short. It'll bounce out of bounds. Sturgeon will get it back. 15 seconds, and that will just about do it. Sturgeon, at half, we were at a one-point game. At the end of the third, it was only a seven-point game. And Sturgeon comes in and scores 17 points to New Bloomfield 6. And that will do it. Sturgeon gets the win, and they win the consolation prize here at the Sturgeon Tournament. We will take a quick break and be back with more. Scott Lunty has the call from Salisbury South Callaway as well. We will preview that game, get the final stats from this one, and name a player of the game. All next here on Kirk.
Mid-Missouri Truck and Trailer Parts of Mexico, a full-service parts provider, has been the place to go for people in and around Audrain County for over 20 years. Mid-Missouri Truck and Trailer Parts has you covered for anything from oil changes, airbags, shocks, engine work, ABS brakes and drums, to even trailer problems. You can depend on Mid-Missouri Truck and Trailer Parts in Mexico, as others have for over 20 years. Mid-Missouri Truck and Trailer Parts is a proud supporter of the Community R6 Trojans and Lady Trojans.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 150 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll learn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text ACE to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 87% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, text ACE to 35517. That's ACE to 35517.
Side and Sugar has been by your side for 75 years. Time is running out to receive free pickup and delivery on your winter service packages. Inspecting and prepping your equipment by our John Deere certified technicians is the key to a successful spring season. Sign up by February 9th to receive free pickup and delivery. Schedule today by calling any of our 13 locations, visit us online at sideandsugars.com, or download our mobile app.
Offer ends February 9th, 2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Welcome back. Post-game, Sturgeon taking the 66-48 win over New Bloomfield to get the consolation win. And a consolation trophy, too. They had a nice silver trophy for the consolation winner. Going over some final statistics from this one. On the New Bloomfield side, they were led in scoring by Parker Pitson, 12 points for the senior. Samantha Haas had 10, Katie Kelly with 4, McKenna Branch with 5, Haley Burhorst with 1, Ellie Emerson with 1, Ella Stevens with 2, and Mackenzie Garrett with 10 of her own. And that'll round out the scoring on the New Bloomfield side. On the Lady Bulldogs side for Sturgeon, they were led by Jonna Burris, the senior at 5'10", scored 20 points. She had 4 fouls in the third quarter, still came back and scored 20 points, basically playing 3 quarters of this game. Cameron Orff, 5-for-7 from downtown, finished with 18. Taylor Harris with 6. Emma Bright finished with 12 of her own, and Amber Haas finished with 7. Let's name our player of the game, which is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. We're going to give it to the senior, Cameron Orr. 5-for-7 downtown. She hit 4 3-point shots in a row at one point in the third quarter to really give Sturgeon a very comfortable lead, and it's what ultimately gave them the win, and it gave them some arm distance. And the defense, you can't say enough by the Sturgeon defense as well. They outscored New Bloomfield in the fourth quarter 17-6, and that's really what helped them seal that victory in the fourth quarter. It was a pretty comfortable fourth quarter for them after only being up 1 at the end of the first quarter. It was a 30-29 Sturgeon lead at the end of the second, so still pretty close. They expanded it a little bit in the third, leading by 7 at the end of the third quarter, but then they really blow it open in the fourth quarter. That's a lot thanks to Cameron Orff shooting, Emma Bright's defense, and at the end of that game, Jonna Burris comes in. She had 4 and ones in this one as well. So a great team effort by Sturgeon. I'm going to be able to talk to John Cruz at the end of this one. You'll be able to hear from him at halftime of the upcoming boys' consolation game between Stallsbury and South Callaway. We'll take a break and be back with more coming up here on Kirk.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is called...